Hey y'all, how y'all doing? What's up, Queen?
How you doing? Yes, it's Wednesday, baby.
It's Wednesday, y'all. It is a great day. I think it just feels like a great day because we came off of a great weekend.
What? An amazing weekend.
We really did. So I think that's probably why we're still like on cloud nine and we're floating. But for everybody else, I hope you guys are having a great day. It's Wednesday for us. So you know it's Shelby's World Podcast. We are in the building virtually. We're gonna get back to that studio soon, y'all, because I do miss us being just live, not just virtually live, just live together in the same space. But this is still good. We still get to interact with y'all. We still get to do all the things that we normally like to do. So
sure do.
Yes. So what's happening, O Queen? How you feeling today?
I'm feeling good. I got me a 16-year-old today. Today is Rashad LaZion White's birthday. So 16, baby, like, wow. The last one of mine. That's one of mine. So, you know, it's amazing. Like, it's amazing to see these kids grow up into the young adults that they're growing up to be. So, thank you.
And it's happening. And it's happening so quickly.
It is. It really is.
It's going by so fast. So, you know, you got to definitely embrace each, enjoy your moments with your children because it definitely... It's the speediest thing. The process is quickly.
It's really finna go. 11th grade. High school has them. 11th grade is already here, so that's even shocking.
Yes. So,
but I'm excited, though. I'm probably more excited than the children is.
And that's how I feel. Like, I'm happy for it's my daughter's senior year. So I'm happy for her. I'm, you know, excited about all the moments that she's about to face and going off to college and, you know, just getting ready to be an adult, be in adulthood.
Yeah.
And I'm excited for her, but you know, they are always, they're excited, but they're also thinking about the fact that, you know, my mom done told me all these different things. We've been showing all these different things that go on in adulthood. Yeah. I'm a little nervous too. They're a little nervous too. So,
yeah,
but I'm excited for them. I'm excited for them.
Yeah. And just listen to what your parents telling you and take heed to it. You know, you ain't always going to take all your parents' advice because we didn't.
Right.
But I know with me, I'm trying to set my kids up better than I was set up when it comes down to like financial literacy, stuff like that. Savings, different stuff like that, and then just living, just enjoying life, not just work, but while you get all of this stuff you're trying to get and accomplish, enjoy the moment and enjoy life too. So, you know, it's amazing to me, but every generation is supposed to get better.
Better and better.
Yes. I love it.
It's a thing, and it's something, you know, as a parent, it takes some of us some time to adjust to the fact that our children are growing up. But then, you know, for others that they take that on easily. Some people are just easy to accept that, you know, I planned for this. I knew this was coming. But you know, you can't always prepare and plan for emotions. But you can't prepare and plan for what's to come.
No, you can't plan for those emotions because they're gonna. I don't think I didn't cry when Zoe. I think I just got a little emotional, but I didn't cry. Like I see some parents be right here crying. I didn't cry, but I was just. It went. Oh, my baby gone. None of that stuff. It was like, dang, I raised this kid to be who she is. Everything that was instilled in her from not just me, but she had two sets of grandparents that was able to instill stuff in her that was, I mean, like truly a good support foundation. Mm-hmm. I always tell my kids, y'all got two sets of grandparents. Y'all got the best support foundation any kid can have. Your parents, both sides of your parents' family, like y'all blessed, because I didn't have that. And a lot of kids don't
We didn't have that.
Yeah, so just seeing that. So I wasn't one of those parents, but I was just like, wow. And she accomplished so much more than I did in high school. Like, my child graduated third in her class, would have been valedictorian if she would have never made a C. Like, that, you know what I'm saying? Was queen in her senior year, queen of orange and green, one prom queen, all type of stuff, like different stuff. Some stuff I did that she did that I did. But it was just like, wow, this kid. So I love it. I just like to see kids grow up, because you didn't watch these kids from little kids to these adults, and you'd be like, dang, look at them. Now, but I understand how my parents actually felt watching us grow up.
Yep. Because our parents still, they feel some of the same ways about that too. Like, we did things they didn't do, they did things we didn't do. Uh-huh. You know, it's a process. And I definitely appreciate just being able to say we have the opportunity to be in our children's lives and give them the hope and give them the opportunity so that they can do the things that we didn't do, try things that they never would have tried. Because we're different. I would say we are a little bit different too from our parents, because we push our children to do different things. And
and we got that drive. See us with that drive.
Yeah. Right. I was a very active high school person. So my kids, one of them is active with it, and the other one just really quiet and not. So, you know, it's a difference in them, but academically they have the same push. They have the same drive academically. So they definitely want to be something. So, you know, we raising some children that have been exposed to reasons why that living a quality life is important. You know what I'm saying?
And they not taking no for an answer.
No.
These children is not taking no for an answer. They are on it. Like, this what I want, da 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 da, this what I'm gonna do. And they doing it.
Yeah.
They literally doing it. So
they may move a little slower than we did with trying to get out there in the world, but that's a good thing too, because a lot of times we were forced to get out there for some of the choices we made that made us have to jump out there much sooner than them. So I'm just really happy for these kids, especially the ones who have the goals and have desires to do things. I really am happy for these children. So it's a good thing. It's positive.
They're amazing. Yes. Amazing kids. And they got some amazing parents too. So
Shout them out.
That's why they're amazing. These parents. All day, every day. But what we got going on today, Queen?
Yeah, because we got to get Queen out of here. She got her son's birthday dinner tonight too, y'all. So we're gonna jump on into the show and get Queen on out of here so she can go enjoy the family. Our quote of the day is, our discussion today, we're supposed to have Robert on today, our open forum guest, who's, you know, our family member. But we have had a little bit of a connection issue. Queen, you there? We had a little bit of a connection issue here. So we're going to try to get him back. I think our area has been experiencing a little bit of a connection, though, because it has been a little bit stormish. We lost a transformer at my job yesterday, and I don't know how that even happened, but, you know, stuff happens. So the quote of the day is, I don't believe in saturation. Let's put that on the screen. I don't believe in saturation. We're thinking and talking worldwide. And that's by Ray Kroc. Again, the quote of the day is, I don't believe in saturation. We're thinking and talking worldwide. And that's Ray Kroc. Now, discussing saturation. Discussing saturation today, I wanted to us to kind of like lean into it because, you know, people have started saying everybody got a podcast. Why y'all think y'all podcast should be listened to? Why would people want to tune into y'all? What makes y'all so different? The market is becoming oversaturated with different things and different businesses. You can never have, if a thing you're doing is good, if you got something good, put it out there. There's no such thing as too much unless a company itself is marketing a product, and then that company has now oversaturated their business because that product is no longer popular with their business. That's a difference. But this is a worldwide phenom with podcasts, and this has gotten bigger for reasons beyond just people just talking, you know, and they're sharing stories and doing stuff. The podcasting element saved a lot of lives and positions and stuff during this pandemic. It let us realize that entertainment could still be valid without actually being there in the physical.
That's true.
It allowed us to see so many different things because we're able to experience a difference in how we can operate with or without certain features in our life. So, Queen, what do you think about that? Do you believe that there is an oversaturation of certain products and services in the market? Do you believe that there's a such thing as that?
Yeah, because when it comes down to the beauty industry, the worldwide internet has changed the whole game.
Mm-hmm.
To be able to Google and find all of these different stores, wholesale stores, even with fashion. Well, when I say the beauty industry, I'm talking about everything. I'm talking about across the board. I'm talking about hair, makeup, fashion. I'm talking about all of that, from the stylist to the makeup artist to the fashion stylist, all of that. It has.
Yeah.
Because of the internet. But and I say but for the simple fact, the quality is what matters.
That's what matters.
So it's oversaturated, but it's only a few out there with the best quality, and that's why they making what they making. And it's some out here with great quality stuff, just haven't got, I won't say they ain't making it, but just haven't got exposed to the market that they need to be exposed to, because they got good quality stuff too. They just not that popular person. You know what I'm saying? So, and then with these celebrities, because I can't even really say celebrities, because a lot of them are up and coming video girls that then got on YouTube and Instagram, as they call them, these Instagram models that became popular. And they're doing the same thing too. And I guess you could call them celebrities. Some people call them celebrities. So the beauty industry market and fashion, it's very oversaturated, but it's still money out here for people to make. It's still, I believe it's still enough for everybody to make. Cause I may be doing some what Susie Q doing, but Susie Q might have fucked up quality custom stuff.
Right.
Compared to what J2 Couture over here got. J2 Couture might not be better than Susie Q over there when it comes to certain stylings of hairstyles, but the environment that J2 Couture give you, the quality that J2 Couture give you, the one-on-one service that J2 Couture give you, the one-on-one service when J2 Couture needs is only about you and that person that's in J2 Couture chair right there at that moment in time. So it's a difference. It's saturated, but it's a difference.
So
quality is key when it comes down to me and my service, if I'm getting services from people.
So we could say that it's not that it's an oversaturated market, or that it's an over, that the market can't be oversaturated. We could say that the products and services will help you depend on your business versus, mm-hmm. because like you said, Suzy Q may do the same thing you do, but if her service and her product isn't at the same level of yours, you may get a little bit more exposure than mm-hmm. Suzy Q does. Now, because people start, popularity gets talked about too. So just think about this. I'm over at such and such's business, and I'm, because of the popularity, the name made me come. So I go over mm-hmm. and I support the business, but it doesn't give me what I'm looking for. Yes. But this unpopular business gives me the services that I am needing and what I'm looking for and beyond expectations. So now I'm going to say something on my page because this service has been, my needs have been exceeded. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to take that over here and talk about it so that I can push this service. That doesn't mean that I'm going to talk terrible about the popular service. Uh-uh. It just means that I'm going to support what I want to support.
What you want, and that's all it is.
And, but it doesn't detail, we got a comment out. It says, G1 Lifestyle, God Family Hustle states, it's about building a community of customers. Correct. Yes,
correct. So, most definitely.
Especially, and then you know who you're marketing to. So yes. You know, they're telling you what they're seeking. So you're going to start kind of putting out desirable things that your customers are seeking. Mm-hmm. That's why, boy, Stig, yeah, I got to go get him because we got a grip on him. He ain't even on here to talk. I know he done sent me some messages about his travel right now. So we got a little bit of a, still a little bit of a delay with him. Let me hit him up. But I read something that stated this. It says market saturation is also referred to as the point of a product life cycle where the good or service is being made available to consumers to such a large extent that any new product idea would not be accepted in said market. You understand? Do you get, like, do you know how much you can tear up your own business by only being able to be marketable with one product, one service?
Yeah.
Because if you're not trying to strategize to make your stuff more equitable, because at some point another person is going to offer that same service as you. So when the contract come up for rebids, you got competition now, and are you going to be able to do something that comes with your service that's going to make me want to stick with your company, or are you going to lose me as a customer because you're not willing to step your game up?
Yeah,
that's how markets become. Is that a form of market saturation as well?
I won't say that's a form of market saturation. That person just do better service.
And they offering a different price.
At a different price. Now and that be hard too, because you have people that's in these market saturation that, okay, all of these people doing it, then you start underhanding other people's prices.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm going to sell my wig. Okay, I sell my bobs. I sell all my bobs start at $200. Somebody, and a lot of people be like, $200, that's it? Because there's some people out here sell their bobs for $300.
Mm-hmm.
And they be like, $200, that's it. I be like, yeah, that's it. It's just a bob. It ain't no frontal bob. It's just a bob with a closure, with a four by four inch closure. That's it. That's all you get. And somebody might be like, oh, well, she sell hers for $200. Well, I'm gonna sell mine for $175.
Yeah. But the quality may not be the same.
By you slashing your prices to get the customer, you also slashing your own profit.
That's what you hurt yourself.
Yeah, you hurt yourself.
And that's what's happening with a lot of businesses to this day now, because, okay, we got a lot of t-shirt companies that do t-shirt printings and all of that. And you got some that's charging $20. You got some charging $25. You got some charging $40. You got some charging $45. Now over here, now here come John. John say, I can be all that shit.
$15.
$15. And if you order in bulk, you can get them for $10. So he hurting himself just as much too, because he's still having to spend the money on the t-shirts, same amount of money on the t-shirts, the same amount of money on the ink, and whatever other patterns and design styles you may want to try to add, like and acrylics, anything.
If you're getting it bedazzled out, if you're getting a puff, it's a lot. Cause I'm telling you, doing them t-shirts, just with me doing t-shirts, for when people ask me to do them a t-shirt, man, look, a t-shirt can take you damn near 30 minutes to do a t-shirt. Cause and especially if you got the design, if they like want you to design the shirt, like,
so they don't have style in mind.
I ain't got no style in mind. I want a birthday shirt, but it's all up to you what you want to do with it. I don't care. Just surprise, man. That take a lot. When we started me and my brother started it, the t-shirt thing, J printing. We knew it was a lot of work, but we was like, it's a lot of work, because it's software and stuff you got to learn. So your stuff can come out looking, so your stuff can be nice. And
you can't just go in there and plug it up and get to work. Mm-mm. It don't work like that.
Mm-mm. The good thing about the Cricut, printing out the stuff on the Cricut, I can do it from my phone. I can design on my phone and do it from my phone. That's something that I learned when I was just doing the recent shirts that I did for the pop-up shop back home. I was like, oh, should I get on here, download the app and do it from my phone? So I had then designed everything that I needed. So when I got home, all I had to do is Bluetooth my phone to my Cricut, and I was able to print out without having to actually go on my computer, design it. Because while I was at work with my patient not doing that, I did it. But everybody don't got that leisure time. Yeah. But the t-shirts are mug, and it is a lot of people doing t-shirts, but it still goes back to the quality, the turnover time, and the customer service.
And like the customer, like the commenter stated, once you build that community of what you do, you're gonna always have a customer base anyway, because they're always looking to come to you for what you got going on. Mm-hmm. I've noticed that even like with my daughter's catering company, her doing lunches, she gonna have some of the same customers every time she cooks.
Yeah.
Every time. Even if she knows new people and she's catered to newer people, those same people who've been coming back and back and back and back, they're going to continue to come back and back and back because they like the service, they like the product. Now you start ship-shaping on the product, you may end up losing customers.
Yeah.
But if you continue to offer the same good customer service, the same good quality product, you're going to continue to keep your customer base flowing just fine.
That's right. All day.
I saw another quote today that said that the most beautiful thing about art is there is no saturation point in creating. And when I saw that, I thought deeply about the fact that everything is a form of art. Any type of creation, creativity, anything like that is a form of art. And what we're doing is art. What we're doing every time we podcast, we're doing a form of our creativity. We're throwing out things that interest us. We talk about things that we're involved in. We talk about things that have a hold on helping us be the people who we are today. So that alone is a point of no saturation, because it doesn't matter how creative the next person is, that doesn't halt or stall your creativity unless you allow it to. So
that's true.
we know that stifled creativity ends up being the death of a lot of people because they hold a lot of stuff in because they're afraid to go out and try different things and be themselves because they're afraid of what other people will say or what other, or am I going to get the support? Most of the time, the people who support you are not people you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it may get to the people you know. It may start becoming a thing that they support at some point too, but some of your first customers are not always people you know.
Never will be. Never will be. Even I when I started the lipsticks with J2 Couture, my first customer was, oh my God, I cannot think of her name right now. But she was running for something here in Leon County. And she bought, and I just had my samples. And she bought like four of them. Just off of my samples. And what's my girl name? Lindsay. Faith. Real estate.
Oh, yeah. Real estate, yeah.
She did, too. The same day. She ended up buying like three of them from me just off the samples. So it's a lot. But like I always say, I always go back to that look, the quality, the customer service. It's very important. It's very, very important.
And your
knowledge of your product and what you're doing.
Yeah.
Like no matter what industry you in, you have to continue to have continued education.
Period.
Because it's something, the world that we stay in now, it is something new going on every day. And every industry is something new coming every day. If it ain't coming every day, you best believe once a month, something new is always coming. People are always being innovative to be different.
They have so many different seminars and different things going on a regular basis that lets you know that people are coming up with creative things on a regular basis. It's like every hour. You got Zoom seminars. You have conference calls. You got teleconference calls. Mm-hmm. You know, they have so many different ways now to produce and provide services and resources to you for whatever you got going on. They got it. So just like we said, they got several different things that are being produced on a regular basis. However, the thing is that how you fit in with it. Are you going to continue to be idle and because you're afraid to step out on faith and give yourself the opportunity you need to get your business up and going? Or are you going to jump into this oversaturated marketplace and throw your business out there?
That part.
Who cares?
What you gonna do? Like, what you gonna do?
If I thought that cooking food was a limit, there was a limit to it, then I wouldn't have done it from the beginning. Knowing that me, when I started cooking, people was like, oh, this is different. I've never heard of this. I've never tried this. I never would have even imagined this.
Yeah.
That's because you may be in a market where people cater to people with food, but they don't mean that everybody doing the same thing. Hell, that's
everybody not doing the same thing.
No. Crafty Crab, Wild Cajun, and what's the other
one? Crabs on the Run.
Crabs on the Run. Leola.
What's the other one? Leola's Crab Shack. Look, you
what's
at home.
What's the one I hear on my road? Huh?
I say, and you at home listening out here.
You at home. And what's that one out there on Monroe Street?
Wahoo?
What? You think any of them cared about each other being in Tallahassee? This Tallahassee.
Come on.
We talking
especially
about
Leola's, especially Crabs on the Run, Leola's. Look, and I think we missed one. It's one. It's a lady that's on White Drive in Tennessee.
See,
I can't even think of her name.
I didn't even know about that.
And the guy that's over here off of Paul Russell and Notre Dame, that's right there in his yard.
Man, Conway. You think these people, and I go over there often. Do you think these people care about another person? No. They're going to keep doing their business. They're going to run their business. So there's no, to me, just like our quote stated, I don't believe in saturation. We're thinking and talking worldwide.
Worldwide. And then since they were saying podcast, every podcast is different. Because the people on the podcasts are different.
Right. And especially they're going to be different anyway, because you got different personalities that are running each one of these streams. You're not dealing with the same type of people. You're not coming from the same backgrounds. You and I, just because we're Black women, mothers of two children, we still don't got the same background.
At all.
So our differences is what make the market grow and comfortable to accept the fact that other people are going to come in doing some of the same things we're doing, because it's not to say that I can't do it because the market is saturated. It's just, or because too many people doing it. You're not supposed to ever feel like you should dim your light because another person got some of the same ideas as you.
You can't.
You miss out on a lot.
Because you're missing out. Just stay in your lane and keep it going. Stay in your lane.
Don't miss out now.
Yeah. Because everybody, that's all it is. Like, you can't miss out. You can't look to the left. You can't look to the right. You just got to continue to look forward on what you're doing and what your vision was.
That's right.
And that's all it is. Easy said than done.
That's it. Like, honestly, Queen, it ain't nothing else I was reading some comments about it, and one thing I noticed that one thing I will say about the market having a lot of people doing it, I would think now that businesses and business owners are taking business a lot more serious these days. I think that people are taking chances on themselves a lot more these days. I think that people do not want to rely on the same situations that they've had to rely on in the past to get to where they're trying to get to the future. That's true. With that being said, you're going to run into several places that are doing some of the same things you're doing. You're going to run into several people who are doing some of the same things you're doing. You may, just because you decide, you think that a Black-owned grocery store isn't needed just because Publix and Walmart stand? No, we still need Black grocery stores. We need grocery stores in our communities that are going to allow us to take care of and focus on the people in our communities. Yes. So saturation is only going to be a popular word when people don't want you to do something that you want to do. That's when they start throwing saturation around. Don't try that. Mm-hmm. There's too many people doing that.
Because
everybody podcasts, should we not have been podcasting? Because we got Joe and Pat and E and Clifford. On their podcasting, should we not have said, we ain't gonna do that because they doing that? They ain't talking about what we talked about. They don't have the same opinion.
All of us on this Freedom Train Radio network talk about something different all the time.
Something different.
We ain't never talk about the same thing.
You cannot allow. What's up, E? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, E. What's going on, King?
You cannot allow another person's light to make you feel like your light is not important, or you should not, like, you know, keep your light lit for any because of someone else's situation.
Don't
let people don't let people change your mind about what you got going on for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm serious. I mean, I can't really say it more clear.
You can't. Are you gonna be left behind?
Yeah, seriously.
Are you gonna be left behind? You just, like I say, you just got to stay in your lane and just do you. Just period, point blank. Stay in your lane and just do you. You know what your vision was, you write it out, you make it plain, and you just move with it.
That's right.
Because what's for you is for you, period. Nobody can take the talent that you was born with, nobody can take that from you.
That's right.
Nobody. So you just do, if you, when you just worry about what you got going on, you can't look to the left, you don't look to the right, you're going to continue to do. Think all of these people that you see, that people admire, they got there because they just did what did them. They ain't think about nobody else. They ain't think about what nobody else said or none of that. They just did
said, them. You just said what G1 Lifestyle just said is your point of view. You can't go wrong.
It's, you can't.
If you got a destination, you got a goal in mind, you've written down this guide to what you want to do, why would it be wrong?
That part.
The only thing that's going to go wrong is your perseverance and how much you invest in yourself. The mm-hmm. depthness that you're willing to go to make sure you get what you're supposed to get. That's the only thing that can go wrong.
That's it. That's it. That is it.
So, I mean, it's really on you to jump out there, adhere to what you want to do, try the different things you want to try, and be you. Make your product speak for itself.
That part. Your product will speak for itself if it's a good quality product.
If you putting your all into that product, that's why I know, like with our podcast, the podcast is growing because every time we come over here, every week that we come on, we hustling harder with this. We hustling throughout the week, pushing it, marketing it, promoting it. Making sure that we talk about it like we pushed it out of our cooler cat.
Because we always speaking about it. We might be making a video about something totally different. But we be like, make sure you check our SW podcast every week. But even coming off, coming from Atlanta, the last 2 days, I was just like, I just needed to just decompress. But I was like, nobody ain't doing no podcast tour. Like, I was like this. Like, oh my God, it was overwhelming. Just like, man, like, do we know where we going? But do we
and we
really
know what we're doing?
Where it's about to go.
Exactly. And for this to be the first annual tour and for this to be something we just did this year, to decide, like, you know what, hey, we can't, you know, the world open. We're not about to be idle because there are things that we need to do. There are reasons that this podcast is happening the way it's happening. And there are things, and now, you know, with people wanting to jump on the bandwagon with it and push us and support us the way they want to do it, it's phenomenal because, for one, the vision for it is sound and clear. So when we speak about the vision of it and what we're trying to do with it, it resonates with people. They want to see that. They like, you know what, y'all, we about to lose Oprah. So I said, y'all been lost Oprah. Oprah been not for y'all no more. So, but you know, just saying, like, they want to see people.
They want real everyday people.
Yes. Every day,
that's what it is,
and giving them exactly the the product and the service isn't changing, it's growing, it's evolving. So, you can't saturate. So, when somebody asked me that, like, what y'all think y'all was gonna come out and do different with y'all podcast that somebody else ain't doing? Be me,
yeah. I got that question. Somebody asked me that in folk meeting, and I was like, man, it's different. Trust it. It's real different. Tune in. and check it out. You'll see.
And everybody ain't gonna get the title of aunties when they're on their podcast. I like that title now. So I'm not.
Even though we are some people's aunties. For real, right.
That's right. Yeah, so you know, keep your head up with it. Don't delineate yourself from the goals that you're trying to reach. If you let people talk you out of the things you want to do, you'll never get anywhere. And sometimes keep your mouth closed. You don't even gotta let people know what you got going on. Just do it,
baby, and let the results speak loud for
reveal it. Just go for it.
And you'll know who you know, I read this, it was somebody, I don't know what I was reading. But they was like, you know, sometimes we be like, you know, to move in silence. Yes, we do supposed to move in silence. But it's also, it comes an opportunity when you're supposed to open your mouth to that right person. And you will know when you're supposed to open your mouth to that right person about the idea. Because that person that you open your mouth to about your idea will be your actually investor or either a new customer or something. But you still move silence and let the results speak loud for you. And you'll know who to say something to help you make that thing manifest.
You are. You'll know. It's going to be blatant.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. So, yeah, things saturated. It's a lot of markets that saturated. A lot of
interest. We've saturated. Everybody wearing weaves. You think that the people that's selling going to stop
selling? And I'm going to say this. Just make sure you got you some wigs, because the hair may not be hair sooner or later. So look, you better get back to your wearing your hair. Really, the weave is oversaturated, but it also have then caused a lot of problems as well.
And it has healed a lot of people and helped a lot of people.
It has helped a lot of people.
Especially cancer patients.
Hair care, some things from us, different chemicals and stuff, and us not really knowing, or us really knowing and really just don't care.
Mm-hmm.
It has, you know, it had brought, it then brought some health issues.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why, like, people now that's natural and they like, oh man, I'm gonna go back to relax. So I'd be like, don't do it.
I say it all the time. People don't listen though.
I'm like, don't do it. Like, we shouldn't have never been doing it then. But we did. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. You know, because everybody talk about it's the maintaining their natural hair. What you think people was doing before the chemicals?
Maintaining their natural hair.
Stop being lazy.
That's what a lot of it is. But, and I think now the issue too is when you, like, even with the natural hair thing, people, they done oversaturated that market because they trying to rob and kill Peter to pay Paul, because they done really created these overpriced herbal products to try to sell off as a natural hair product. And it's really not, it's the same thing as what Shelly sell over here, and hers is $5.
Yeah.
So it's and like really, a lot of things
and,
like
and
that.
Truly all natural. And truly all natural.
And truly all natural. It is like, honestly, my thing is, it's like the competition. If we stop trying to be so competitive and shoot ourselves in the toe while we doing it, we can actually resource out and work together a little bit more if we're trying to do some of the same products. Like, you think that that Johnson & Johnson ain't have people buying into them? We got to start thinking along those lines. We got to, but today's show is about saturation. So we ain't gonna jump all into the culture of things, but just know that the only way you're going to ever feel like what your product is trying to bring to the table is a saturated product is because somebody don't want you to do it. Somebody else may not want you to be competition, or somebody just may not want you to be involved in what they're doing. Clothing could be saturated. Hair could be saturated. Beauty products could be saturated.
Everything.
Food. So if when it boils down to it, go out, do what you want to do, push you, don't turn your back. Keep going. Face forward at all times.
That's it. at all times.
That's it. Queen, tell these people goodbye, baby.
Man, look here, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in to SW Podcast. Man, this summer promo tour, we're getting ready to close it down. Look here, to everyone that's in the Big Bend, Leon County, Jefferson County, Wakulla County, Thomas County, Georgia, wherever y'all at.
Y'all got us
know, like, y'all ain't invited. Look, family here in town, y'all ain't invited us to nothing. Like, we asked it. Hey, let us know. We in all. Look, our last tour date is back in Atlanta. Look, Georgia love us. Atlanta love us. They love us. They love us. And we done met some new ones too, some new peaches. But man, hit us up. And you know, all you gotta do is go to our IG page, send a quick message through there, and you know, let us know what's going on in our own city, y'all. But we appreciate y'all. We love y'all. You know, go follow all the social medias, Shelby's World Podcast, all of that on YouTube. Follow us on IG, man. Look, follow Queen Shell, follow Shelby's Bistro, JT Couture, Queens One, Queens Movement One. Look, check out all these videos from last weekend. Like, we had an amazing time, and we appreciate everybody in Atlanta that came, who we went to interview, from Shelly to Grip to my cousin Talisha, Fats Plush Boutique, Women's Conference, Girl Get Up, like, to all the vendors, man. Look, we salute all y'all. Like, it was amazing. Like, we was full. So Atlanta, we'll be back August 20th through the 22nd.
And that's and we coming back with a vengeance too, because we didn't get to get as many interviews in last time because we knew we had Sunday taken. So far we have at least 5 people waiting on us in Atlanta. So we're gonna, and you know, it takes a lot to get through Atlanta. So
get with us,
because we have Friday, Saturday, and Sunday there. We're gonna get there. We're gonna leave out early Friday, to try to get there in time enough to at least get to two people that day. But get with us now, because you know, we putting it out there. This is the free promo. Next summer's promo tour is not free. I'm just that's why we went hard like we did this summer with it being a free promo tour. We're not doing free promo next year. We gave people free promo this year because we wanted to give people the opportunity to not only share what you got going on, but also promote what we got going on. Because this is big for us, and it's going to be continual. So next year when we do these stops, you're gonna have to like drop us a line. Hey, we need y'all to come over here and do this. Here's what my budget is, and
that's that. We'll host your event.
We coming and we live. Don't play with
us. All this chocolate and positivity. Y'all want this.
Don't play with
the queens. Like, just big ups to everybody that watched the videos, that had comments to say on the Shelby's World Podcast IG page, my Queens Movement One page. Like, man, we appreciate the feedback, y'all. Like, we truly appreciate the feedback. Like, it was a lot, but I mean, this summer tour has been, it's been exciting. It has been so exciting. So salute to you also, Queen. Salute. So, man, we love y'all.
Man. And we appreciate all the support. Y'all just don't know. Yes. Y'all really just don't know. And we're going to appreciate the continued support. If y'all haven't subscribed to our channel, subscribe, get those notifications, bing bing bing, so you can be told when the next show coming up. And not only that, we got some sponsorship opportunities coming up, so y'all tune in. Stay tuned.
All right, we appreciate y'all. Every Wednesday between 6:30, we'll see y'all next Wednesday. Peace.